Our class for May 22nd, 2011. Now, I'll repeat what I said before. Today's part of the concentration will be the appropriate or inappropriate use of nigunim in davening, which is quite a subject and something that I think is very important, but we'll get to it in a moment. Those of you who still have last week's part two, if you wouldn't mind turning to page 18. Now, last week we learned the beginning of the Shemona Esrei, the Kedusha, and Kantavir, I'm sure, explained to you the modes and different things that are required for this. Right, does anybody remember what mode we are in when we do the repetition of the Shemona Esrei? Do you remember the name of it? Fregish. Good, Fregish. All right, it's based. We are an Oriental people. I know we live in the West and we're very comfortable here, but we are an Oriental people. And therefore, we don't just use major or minor, which is the two Western modes. But we use seven, actually. Five standard, but seven different modes. And many of them you're familiar with. Fregish, you're familiar with because you hear it all the time. That's really an Arabic mode called Hijaz. The Hijaz mode. And Sephardim use it too. Sephardim also have seven or eight different modes. And they have a little easier system than we do. We have every single tefillah we have has an assigned mode. It goes back to the time of the Maharil, back in the 14th century. He's the one who set up or standardized it, actually. But the Sephardim base it on the Kriyas HaTorah of the week. If the Kriyas HaTorah is a happy theme, they use a happy mode for the entire davening. They don't individually use different paragraphs here and there. If it's a sad, they use a sad mode for the entire davening, etc. But they have eight or nine different. They have bayat, they have hijaz, they have all. They have eight modes. I'm not that familiar with it. That's not quite my area. But we, in contrast, have five modes that we use regularly. One of them, of course, is minor. Two kinds of minors. There's the standard minor, and then there's the Dorian minor. Which is what you might call Israeli. Alright? And then there is the Ukrainian Dorian mode, which we call Mishaberach mode. Why? Because it's an interesting story. We're going to get to it in a few moments, and I will tell you why this mode became used for the Mishaberach, and you'll hear it. Where it comes from, and why we use this Ukrainian Dorian that we now call Mishaberach. But the first thing I want to do, I just want to end up with the last paragraph that you learned last week. It's on page 18 of the last week's sheets, which is in Fregish. Now, what is Fregish? You have to understand that all the modes that we used, any modes, we're talking about Western musical theory. Every single mode that's based on the white keys of the piano. You have C, D, E, F, G, so on and so forth. If you start from there and you start going Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, that is major. It's called Ionian major. It's starting from C. What if you go to D and do the same thing? All of a sudden you have something called Dorian minor. What if you go to E? Start from there. This is only the white keys. I'm not using any black keys here. Phrygian. You hear that a lot in Arabic music. Very easy to play, because it's all white keys. Starting with the E. So what is Hey Jazz, or the Phrygish? It's based on this Phrygian mode. You just take the third note, instead of doing it here, we go. It's really based on the Phrygian, but it's Jewish, so we call it Phrygish. Okay? And that's the mode that the Ritzev Nuchasenu is in. And it's something I really like. I like this Ritzev Nuchasenu. And in Shacharis, where I sing very few congregational melodies, I like this one very much because it has a beautiful, I mean, Cantor Beer is the one who really put it together. It's to his credit. But it's very melodic, it's very beautiful, beautifully put together, and it illustrates the words beautifully. So I'll sing it once, and then you'll sing it after me. Excuse my morning voice. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Ritzev Imenu Chaseinu. Want to try that together? Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Ritzev Imenu Chaseinu. God shine, who the best was of all. The same, how can it was together. God shine, who the best was of all. The same, how can it was together. Zabein. Zabeinu mitzuvecho, v'samecheinu mishuasecho, v'tahel libeinu liyavdecho beyemes, v'tahel libeinu liyavdecho beyemes. Let me switch to grand piano here. V'hanchidu Banchilein wa Hashem lokeinu miavav uvratzon Shabbos kodesheinu. Banchilenu, Banchilenu, Hashem lokeinu miavav uvratzon Shabbos kodesheinu. Yanu chuvo Yisrael mikadoshei shemecho. It's very, very nice. It moves along. It really illustrates the words very, very, very well. Okay. We are going now just for a moment, and we'll go back. We're then going to congregational singing. We're going to go to the beginning of the Musaf, which is the third booklet you have there. Bar three, right. Can I have one of those? Just give me one of each, if you can. Thank you. Okay. Yikum Purkan. The first part starts in major, the normal major. Do re mi fa sol la ti fa do. Okay. All introductions usually are in major in Musaf. Introducing a section. We'll start out. Yikum Purkan Mitchamayo together. Yikum Purkan Mitchamayo. And again, don't be afraid of the music. Music is like a ladder. It goes up. When the music goes up, it reminds you to go up. Music goes down, it reminds you to go down. When it jumps a couple of lines, you know it's going to go higher. And the opposite is true when it goes lower. You don't have to know music to be able to follow this music. But if you listen to it long enough, you'll be able to notice and remember every single note. This will be available in digital form, I believe, after we finish. And hopefully you'll be able to follow it. Now, you learned last week, Emisha Berach, which Cantor Beer just wrote, really for you. He just wrote it three or four weeks ago. He taught it to you at the last session. And he'll review it with you when he comes back. That Misha Berach is in the Misha Berach mode. This V'chol Misha Oskim is not in the Misha Berach mode. Let me explain you what's going on. Actually, the Kiddurei Shdomim is in the Misha Berach mode. Are you confused? Yes, you should be. Where did this mode come from, this Misha Berach mode? It's really a gypsy mode. That's why we call it Ukrainian Dorian. It's based on the Dorian mode, but the fourth note and the sixth note are raised. So normally we would have, that would be the normal minor. But this goes, if you know the old the Yiddish song about the klezmerim or what's the Gaina melody? When I play for you, da 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 da, all the world becomes a whatever. Da 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 da. That's Leo Fuchs, I think. And so it's called Tsigaina melody because it's a Tsigaina is a gypsy, right? So that's the gypsy sound. How'd this end up in Davini? No. Normally you're right. But not here. This happened during the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the life of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had heard that there was a city in Romania. Why it's called Ukrainian, I don't know, that's another story. But there's a city in Romania known as Wallachia. I think it's still there. But it's on the border, so sometimes probably it became one time, sometimes it was Romania, sometimes it was in Ukraine. And he had heard that a mob had surrounded the town, could have even been an organized army, and told everyone in the town, if they don't convert to Christianity, they're all going to be destroyed and killed. And according to the story that reached the Baal Shem Tov, the townspeople decided they would rather give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem than to convert to whatever the Christianity that these people were fostering. And therefore, Remember, put the misagreement on the. Those of you who are listening on this tape, please excuse me. That was an excursion. You have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, so the Baal Shem Tov heard that this town of Wallachia, Romania, was willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. Many of them did escape, but many of them were killed. And he therefore declared, he made a takona, that the Misheberach area, especially the one that has the Avarachamim, with the citation of the Kedoshim throughout history, that particular paragraph should be sung in their mode, the mode of these people in Wallachia, Romania. And he called it, at that time, they called it the Volachel. You'll also hear that in klezmer music. Lama Shpilon Avolachel, Avolachel. Avolachel means this gypsy tune. So this mode is called, alternatively, Ukrainian Durian. It's called Misheberach mode because it's in the section that we call Misheberach. It's also called Avolachel, Avolachel. The old time Chazanim always knew what Avolachel was, the klezmer musician. So the Cholmish Yoskim should also be done, actually, in this mode. The one we're going to learn now is not. But the one that Cantor Beer taught you last week does have aspects of that Volochel in it. But here, by the Kiddur Shdomim, you will hear it, because that's the most appropriate place to use this, if it's in memory of these people who gave up their lives, like Kiddush Hashem. He also, by the way, for some reason, was misaking it also for Yaleh. Yaleh. Okay, so those are two things he used it for, but because it now became a Jewish mode, you will also hear it during Shal Shvagolim. It's also valid to put in anytime there's a minor, once in a while, as a change. As you know, Chazonim, Bali Tefillah, I'll use the word Bali Tefillah. Bali Tefillah, good Bali Tefillah, always like to change modes, as we talked about, suddenly modulate to the fourth. In major, we did that a few times, the first section I gave you, to keep people awake, keep them on their toes. So once in a while, you want to make davening interesting. So you do use variations that will make it interesting for people. Okay, so let's start with Chol Mish Yoskim, which is in regular minor in this case. L'chol Mish Yoskim Etzvachei Tzibur Ve'emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalim Tzicharam Yosim Eyem Kol Machalom. Let's try that from the beginning. It's different than the first one that was given to you as a whole Misheberach. Let's try it again. Dear Paul, now we're going to modulate up to the relative major. The relative major is two steps higher than the minor. Back to the minor. Let's start from the modulation. It's the fourth line of the Chol Mish Yoskim. Now, every time you get to a high note, gentlemen, don't reach for it. If you reach for the note, you're going to, right? You don't want to do that. You want to have it just happen. High notes just happen. You know, it's like my son always said to my wife, Thursday nights, usually we used to have salmon patties, right? what do we call them? The croquettes, right. So my son was not a fan of salmon croquettes. So one day my daughter says, "Mommy, let's have salmon croquettes tomorrow." So my son went over to her and said, "Sippy, salmon croquettes are not asked for. They just happen. They just happen." Right. So here too. Okay. Let's start from the very beginning. Back to the minor. So that high note just is going to happen. It's going to happen. You're not going to reach for it. You're not going to go in close, because that's how it's going to sound. If anything, think down. This is your first voice lesson. Think down. In close. Let it just happen. Even if it comes out in close, that's all right. Good start. But don't reach for it. Don't squeeze that vocal box. All right? Excuse it. Let's try the im call again. Im call. So high notes just happen. Yes? Yeah. Well, I have. No, you don't do an umlaut because it's u. I have. I'm making now a guideline for Bali Tefillah that will be connected to the new RCA Siddur. New RCA Siddur, by the way, that's coming out, will have for the first time 40 commentaries which deal with totally just with the musical nusach. It's unusual. Never happened before. They decided not to put it in the Siddur itself, though, but on the bottom of each page there will be a notation to go to the website. RCA Siddur will have a website. Yeah. Fort Miragang. Anyway, first of all, this is important. I'm glad you bring this up, because first of all, there's one important institution that you must institute in every shul, wherever you are. And that is Hachana L'Tefillah. I am totally against, and the guy, boy, am I here, I apologize for this. I'm totally against when a guy comes up to me and says, the Gabbai, 2 minutes before Musaf, and says, Daven Musaf. If anybody does that to me when I'm out of town, I mean, basically, people know that I prefer not to Daven when I'm out of town. But, because as you notice in the morning, I have to get up 2 hours or 3 hours early just to straighten out. But if somebody comes over to me and asks me to daven 2 minutes before the davening, I say absolutely not.
You wrote that actually in the halachas that you sent to Rabbi Lubin.
Right. It's one of the things I wrote to Rabbi Lubin.
Right.
Because there is an inyan of hachana l'tefillah.
Right.
Look, I've been davening as a full-time chazan 2 years in the Bronx, 46 years in Lincoln Square. It's 48 years. I can't believe it myself. I must have been a little kid when I started. But, you can wake me up, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning and ask me to do whatever you want to ask me to do, and I'll just come out, you know. But that's not the point. The point is that you have to go over what it says. You have to go over what the each individual tefillah has a background, a meaning, an intention, a kavana. You want to go over the words. Now, a lot of the language in davening is very poetic. You can't just go and translate it like that. I mean, you should at least know what you're saying.
If you're doing it for 48 or 50 years, that you wouldn't have to go over it for each and every Shabbat.
No, I don't agree. No, I agree. You always have to go over it.
It's like about Kore. About Kore, who was laying for 50 years.
It should still go over it.
By heart, right. Still has to go over
it. No, it's an inyan of hachana. Even if, let's say, forget, you know it perfectly, right? You know it perfectly. But you want to use a niggun. How many guys get up when they daven? And we're going to talk about this in a moment. You know, they get to Kel Adon, they say, hey, why not use this niggun, right? They start using this niggun of Kel Adon, he's totally lost. Because you have to parse the tune with the words. And if you haven't prepared it properly, you're going to end up with not enough words, so the whole coin is going, you're going to hear all these guys going, la, 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 just to fill in the words, right? Instead of using words. So there's an inyan of hachana. So it's very important to prepare. It's very important to prepare. And now why did I bring that up?
That's I asked you about the O and O.
All right. So very good. So you go to the website before Shabbos. And on this website, there will be some very nice young Bali Tefillah who will have been checked out by me, and everything goes through my filter, and they will be davening on this website. And there will also be a guide, a printed guide, which I'm making. Now, every time we get to an O or an O, there's going to be a different symbol on the top. The Chol Mi She'oskem is just with a regular O, but if it's Kol or Olam, that has like a almost like an apostrophe on the top, so it tells you how to pronounce it. You're right, huh?
Yisrael.
You could write an O there.
Yisrael.
That's what's that would be a normal O.
That's normal O.
Normal O. In fact, to tell you the truth, I don't remember which way I did it, but I'm trying to put it together now. But it will be differentiated. You're right, it's hard. It's hard to realize. But if you know Hebrew, hopefully you'll be able to figure it out. Okay. But you're right, because there is a kol and there's a kol. You have to be careful about it, right? Okay. Kidur Yesh Domen. And this will have the Ukrainian door in it. Kidoreish tomim hosom sochor. So there's that Ukrainian door in the volochel there, okay? With mishberach mode. Let's go. Kidoreish. Kidoreish tomim hosom sochor. Lo shochach. And now we go into the normal minor. Yadin Magoyim. Let's do that alone. So that also illustrates the word Yarim Rosh. Yarim Rosh. Yeah.
Clearly, variations on a theme are not a problem. Okay?
No.
In other words, like variations on the theme that you just came out with. One of the things that I do when I daven, and just tell me if I'm wrong, I know I am. Is I end off al kein yorim rosh up, okay? Because ashrei yoshvei v'secha is done ashrei yoshvei v'secha.
Yeah, which we'll get to right now. Okay. Well, as long as you illustrate the yorim, yorim rosh. But you're right, yorim rosh. That's perfect. That's perfect. Both of those two illustrate the line well. But the thing is, now we're going to go into tilas Hashem. That's pure major.
Right.
Pure major. Now, I just said something before, that major is not really, or in the first session at least, major is not really a Jewish mode. Our Jewish mode is really the Hashem Malach mode, which we had discussed in the first session. So instead of Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, right? We have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, te. Mi, she, be, la, oh, oh, ha, be, al, shem, si, nu, ro, shome, na, sho, sa, si, do. It's not. Right? That makes it the Mixolydian. It's from G to G on the white keys of the piano. It's a perfect mode, only on the white keys of the piano. Now, why all of a sudden, then, are we singing in major? I understand if we have to use a nigun for Naritzcha, which is in a major form. You're not going to find nigunim that are written in Hashem Malach mode. Although, when we get there, we'll talk about it a little bit. But the thing is that there was a gentleman by the name of Solomon Sulzer. Who was Solomon Sulzer? Solomon Sulzer was the first conservatory-educated chazan in history. As you may know, in Europe, why couldn't Jews write music? Why weren't Jews great artists through the millennium of the European experience? Because that was all the province of the church. And if you were Jewish, you weren't allowed to learn art. You weren't allowed to learn music. So everything was oral or whatever talents people had. They were never trained. Chazan Sulzer, who lived in the early from the beginning of the 19th century until towards the end of the 19th century, was the first conservatory-trained chazan in Vienna or Austria. Came from Honems, Austria, and he became the chazan of the first Reformed synagogue in Europe, the Zeitstetten Gasse Schule. I think I spoke about it last time when I first came, it was the first shul in Austria and Vienna allowed to be built in many, many, many centuries. And the emperor said, okay, build it, but I don't want to see it. So they built it down a side street, in the middle of a housing project, I guess. And that's why when the Nazis came in, they destroyed every single shul in Vienna. Not one was standing except this one, because it was hidden. And it's now an Orthodox shul. Too close to the church? Well, whatever. It was close to buildings. Buildings were was on the side. It was actually an office. Somebody's office was there also, one of the Nazi guys. So they said, just don't bother it. So it's still there, but now it's an Orthodox shul. There's a Chazan Barzilai, a very frum man whose son went to Yeshiva University recently, and he's the Chazan there. But in that shul, it's a beautiful shul, by the way, beautiful. It's oval, stars on the ceiling. It's very pretty. Has a balcony all the way around the oval. One of the sections of the balcony was for the choir. But Sulzer was the first conservatory-trained Chazan. And he decided that these Oriental modes, he didn't like them. They just sound too Oriental. I would say not too Jewish. He probably felt maybe too Jewish. But when you're conservatory trained, you don't deal with all these different modes. You're dealing with major or minor. You know, that's what you're dealing with. And he was the first to write four-part music. So what did he write? Shema Yisrael. Adoshem Elokeinu, Adoshem Echad, Ki Mitzion Tzeitzel. All right? And maybe he even wrote, Yizkadal, V'yizkadal, Shevei Ravo, V'chayechon Avyar, a little tune in it, which is really, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, which makes sense for Shabbos, by the way, because we always dream for a day when there'll be Yom Shekula Shabbos. So for a Shabbos Kaddish, that's not so bad. But he therefore decided that when the Torah is being taken out and brought back to the Heichal or to the Aron Kodesh, it should be done majestically. And what is majestic to a conservatory-trained individual? So even he created because when you have a 25 voice choir, that's a great thing for the choir to sing. So he ended up doing the whole bringing back the Torah and taking out the Torah in major. Now, it's become accepted, because I said the first time we were here, Young Israel movement had to save Jewry from disappearing at the beginning of the 20th century, and therefore they decided we have to bring in Nigunim into shul, so at least young people will be able to sing Nigunim. And they picked them from wherever they can get them from. And they used a lot of the Sulzer and Lewandowski, who was the music director of the first Reform shul in Berlin. I know you're a little sensitive when I say the word Reform, but that's where this music first was created. I mean, the Lewandowski at least came from a Frum background originally, so he knew his music had to have a Frum sound to it. He wrote things like now, you think that's Masorah, right? Forever and ever? No, it's only back to 1864. So at least Lewandowski had some background. Sulzer did come from a Frum background, so he really, he says, this has to be a major, has to be a march, we're walking out the Torah, the choir is singing, there's a long procession, it should sound very majestic. So therefore, he wrote, or some things of that type, or this one here, which we have, the one that we have from Sulzer is later on is going to be. Alright, so he wrote everything in major. So therefore, using the rules of Nusach HaTfila, which we still at least have, we decided, or something that was decided, that we have to start easing us, right? We discussed that when we talked about Kel Adam, remember? Right. At the very end, the Nusa goes into the Fregish because you don't want to suddenly go into a new mode. People won't be able to follow along, so you introduce the new mode beforehand. We do that, the bad example was Nishmas. Before we do Shochenat, Nishmas, Kochai, right? So we're introducing that new mode, new sound. So same thing here, if we follow the rules of Nusach, therefore, we have to now do the main yonah thing, the anticipation of what's coming up, the device called main yonah, which is taken from the learning process of main yonah, and we should now do the major. So Tilas Ad Hashem here is the major. Tilas Ad Hashem, Yidaber Bi, together. Tilas Ad Hashem, Yidaber Bi. Now I'm going to ask you if you recognize this from somewhere. Yivarech Kavasar, Shekot Shal Neolam Vahem. Let's sing it first. Anybody recognize that phrase? Where have you heard that? It's elsewhere. What? Right, exactly. Who said that? Excellent. Okay. That's the Kaddish before Musaf. That is called the Musaf theme. The Musaf theme. Just like, by the way, I know most of you don't use it, but there's a Myriff thing too. Right?
Yep.
That's called the Myriff thing. This is the Musaf thing. So you can use it in other places too. And here we use it for Yivarech Basar. All right, let's start from the beginning. Let's try it once more. See how it fits into a choir? Very beautiful. Okay. So, now, where do we use this theme? Well, we just told Musaf Kaddish. Have you heard it? Do you know it? That, by the way, is the only valid Musaf Kaddish that there is. Everything else is not valid.
Not even...
Totally not valid.
Not even this.
Yizkadah, Shmei Rava is absolutely not valid. Question is whether you can use it at all for Friday night. But that's the Friday night Kaddish. That's the Friday night Kaddish. That's in fact the alternate Friday night Kaddish. The real Friday night Kaddish is Yizkadah, Shmei Rava. That is the choral Kaddish.
What about before, after Maftir?
Or before? Ah, so there was no specific Kaddish before Maftir. So, again, Young Israel said, let's sing a little bit. We had a long laning already. No, let's get the people singing. So they transferred that from Friday night, since there was no specific Kaddish, to there. So that's valid. That's valid. That's good. Get people singing. What happened was, the Young Israel movement, that became so popular that some chazan or Baal Tefillah, after putting the Torah back, Neitz Chaim, he said, wow, the rabbi spoke. He was so inspired by the rabbi. He says, let's get him singing again. So he took that nigun and he started singing it for Kaddish. But that was only an aberration. It just happened. It became known as the Young Israel Kaddish in a way. And I don't want to, I wrote an article. And an old-time Young Israel man wrote to me and he said, how dare you say that our Young Israel Kaddish is not valid? We are so careful about Nusach and the Young Israel movement. Now, he's one of the founders. This is a while back, an old guy. So I had to try to calm him down and explain to him. You know, I said, most of the Young Israel do the right thing, you know, but in this case, it was something that just happened.
But
anyway,
it's the only valid Kaddish, but learning that there's so many different things. We picked this from this Reform Shul, this we picked up from
but these are Nigunim.
I don't understand, but what makes that the only... I'm fine with it. I just want to know where
right.
It comes from.
There what are what we call 52 Nigunim Maharil. We talked about the Maharil last time.
This is
one of the few Nigunim Maharil for Shabbos. As we go up in Kedusha, there are more and more fixed nigunim, which we cannot change, like Ochila Lokel, Kol Nidre, etc. Yes? They're not recorded. They're not recorded. There are actually 52 motifs. You're going to see something in the... I have to save time for that. What time do we finish today?
11:30.
Yeah, okay, we're going to start congregational singing very quickly because it's in there. There are motifs. There are certain things that are unchangeable. The one thing in Kaddish, the one thing in Shabbos, it gets more in Shal Shogolim, more in Rosh Hashanah, far more in Yom Kippur, and certainly in Nila, almost the whole Nila, is unchangeable. But the one thing in besides the modes on Shabbos that is not changeable is this particular mode. This goes back to the Maril. It's a 600-year-old nigun.
How do you know that?
Because it's, again, all you have to do is walk into a Breuer's congregation or a real old German shul. If a guy gets up and changes one note, they'll throw him off the bench.
That's a note.
Throw him on the bench. So they were very mocked about it. They didn't know music, so they were very careful to transmit every single note to the next generation. So that's how we know it. That's how we know.
I guess it's Masorah.
How do we know that our Ritzko is supposed to be in major and not minor?
Again, it's
or
a Masorah.
It's supposed
okay
to be in minor.
No,
you said you have no problem
right
with minor sometimes?
Well, no. If it's supposed to be a major, I have a big problem with minor.
Well, Naritzko, what?
Naritzko has to be a major.
Oh, okay.
Has to be a major. Every single paragraph, as I explained to you the first time I came here, every paragraph in the Siddur has been assigned a mode. Everyone. Now, can you sing Nigunim in certain areas? Yes, we're going to discuss that in a minute because that's in the sheet that I just gave to you. If you don't mind just holding on for a moment, you'll understand. Everything is assigned a mode. Certain things are fixed. Certain things you can put in your own. You have to follow a certain style. There are guidelines in Tefillah.
Well,
it's not Hefkerveld. You know,
which were called the Kedusha for Musaf. The way I've been taught is that Naritzcha is major, okay, and Kvodo is major.
Major, right.
Mimkomo is minor, and Shema Yisrael is minor. Okay.
Yeah.
Who Elokeinu, who Avinu, who Malkeinu.
Mimkomo, and I don't know if we'll get to it, or Kantavir certainly will get to it if it gets to the Kedusha. It's preferred to do Fregish. Fregish is preferred. Minor is except
in other words, praying is b'chatchila minor.
If you're right, if you're doing if you're doing nosach, it has to be in Freyish. If you're using a niggin, it may be hard to find Freyish, but it's accepted to use minor. But certainly, naritzva and kvodo have to be a major.
Right.
And when a guy does a minor niggin for naritzva, just grizzes me, you know. Now in the Kadesh, now they're doing just the opposite. The Kadesh, which is supposed to be a minor,
right,
or Fregish, they're doing now a major, you hear in shuls. And you hear Mechayim Mason, remember I said that last time?
Right.
Mechayim Mason also is Hefker, you know, Fakir, totally opposite. Shachris in the morning, it has to be Mechayim Mason, or something to that effect, because you're now going into a minor Fregish style. And Musaf, since there's no change, so like you have and Naritzcha is the same. So there's no change, the Mechayim Mason is the same. Right? Now I hear just the opposite. They like that so much, they're using it for Shachris. And the Shachris one they're using for Musaf. And that's why we're here. We're trying to right the ship. The ship is floundering. We're trying to get it straight. Let's open up the congregational singing sheets. This is my specialty. But you'll notice the title says the unofficial guide for congregational singing.
Not Masor.
For the correct and appropriate use of popular nigunim for tefillah. The official bells line is that nigunim should be written specifically for the tefillah that you're going to sing it for.
Bells chassidim or bells kent?
Bells school of Jewish music.
Okay.
Or at least in the style. In the style. For instance, there's a nigun that I heard from my shver about 30, 40 years ago. It was a rabbi in Borough Park. And he sang for me a nigun that he always heard in Shomri Munah, B'nai Yehuda. So, Vishah Ahmed Ruv, and they use all Hashabos, Lassos. And I said, wait a minute. If you reverse it, it fits the Nusach perfectly. Vishah Ruv, and they use all Hashabos, Lassos, Hashabos. Because the Nusach is Lassos. That's the nusach, right? So the niggun fits the nusach perfectly. That he likes. That's the bell school likes that. Because it fits the nusach. All right?